Okay, Parshas Chukas, of course, begins with the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. The mitzvah of Parah Aduma is the mitzvah to find a red cow. The cow has to be tamima, it has to be whole and perfect, with no mum, no blemish, and lo ala aleha ol. It cannot have ever been worked, it can never have been saddled. And you take this red cow, it's then taken outside of the camp, not in Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the camp where it is shechted. It is then burned, and then the ash is mixed with water and sprinkled on day 3 and on day 7 on somebody who's become tamei, and that will purify them. And Rashi very famously comments, his first comment on the Parsha, on the way the Torah introduces this mitzvah with the word Chukas HaTorah. Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the decree of the Torah. Rashi says, why does the Torah use that language? Lefisha Satan v'umasa olam moinen es Yisrael. The Satan and the nations of the world, they laugh, they question the Jewish people, and they say, ma mitzvah is this? What kind of mitzvah is this? Ma tam yeshba? What's the reason it's such a mitzvah? It's not like, okay, go to the mikvah to become Torah is one thing. But this, what kind of business is finding a red cow and then you slaughter it and you burn it down to ash and you mix it with water and you sprinkle? Why does that make a person Torah? Such a strange thing, they say to us. Fikach Rashi says that's why the Torah introduces it with language of chukas haTorah. It's a chok, gzeirahim milfan. It's a decree. Ein lecha rishus lahar her achara. You can't ask questions. This is the way that it goes. Rashi says, I know it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't seem logical. This is the way that I want it to be. In our comments, we find the word chuk, chukas or chok, many times in the Torah. Many times we have this language, and Rashi does not make this comment each time. Zos chukas ha-pesach, we find. Here are the rules of the Korban Pesach. Ushmartem es chukos ha-visorosai, the Torah describes, you'll keep all of my mitzvos. Many, many places we find the language of a chok in the Torah. Why only here does Rashi go through this entire thing? By describing that it's a gzeira, you're not going to understand it. And the Moral explains that there's a fundamental difference between the concept of a mitzvah and the concept of Torah. A mitzvah are the things that we need to do. And when it comes to a mitzvah, ein tzorach adam ladas tam hamitzvah klal, says the Moral. You don't need to understand at all what you're doing. Rak asiyasa bilvad. The only thing that matters is that you do whatever it is that you need to do. That's what's critical. There's something, you have a responsibility, do it. I don't understand. It doesn't matter. A simple example, a person gets sick. The doctor says, you need to take this medicine. And the patient says, I don't understand why the medicine's going to work. The doctor says, I don't care if you understand or not. It doesn't make a difference. All you need to do is take the medicine. The medicine is going to cure you, whether you understand it or you don't understand it, you like it or you don't like it, do it. What I once had, I remember when we lived in Atlanta, we had air conditioning problems all the time. It was always so hot. So what used to happen is it used to clog and it wouldn't function. And so one of the technicians once came over, so he pointed in a piping, and he said, pour a little bit of bleach down here every 6 months, and then you do this over here and do that over there, and you'll be good. He says, you understand? And I said, no. He said, doesn't matter. Just do it. I'm telling you, that's going to make your air conditioning system work fine. That's a mitzvah. Put on your tzitzis, put on your tefillin, keep Shabbos, keep kosher. I don't understand what difference it makes. It doesn't matter. The requirement, the responsibility is just to do it. But Torah, says the Maral, Torah is only Shaykh Limud, is to understand it from the language of Hora'ah, to be taught, to be shown, to illuminate us with a direction. Torah is about understanding. You can't learn Torah and not understand what you're learning and say, I'm learning Torah. You have to understand. That's why this phrase doesn't make sense. Zos Chukas HaTorah. Those two words don't go together. You can have a chukas ha-pesach. You can have a chok regarding a mitzvah to do. It's a decree. Just do it. It doesn't matter that you don't understand. But a chukas ha-torah, those two words don't go together. Torah means I understand. Chok means I don't understand. And on that, Rashi comments here where we have this phrase. I know this doesn't make any sense. But this is that phrase. That's why here Rashi comments, you can't ask questions here, even though in general, when it comes to anything associated with Torah, we do ask questions, we do plumb the depths to understand. Here, it's a combination of chukas haTorah, do what I'm telling you to do, even though when you try to understand it, you're never going to understand it. But this is the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, gzeirahim milfanai, this will create the tahara that a person needs.